on, because everything is relevant to this point in time.
That's what we love. Ooh. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a brand new year. It's an old me. He should change. 2025, hidden six. Back at it, another year around the sun. Episode 80, it's your boy, Spaceboy Elroy, here with the man, the myth, the legend, Mr. Zane. Let's run the intro.
Happy New Year.
The festivities have concluded.
Yes.
Holidays have calmed down.
You've clearly gotten over Christmas because your stuff's already down. Done. I think you broke a record for the quickest.
Fastest withdrawal.
fastest withdrawal of Christmas decorations.
I got like that button that turns the whole wall around.
Just sucks it. Sucks everything back in the corner.
That's it, yo. That's
I still got my tree up. Like I told, I'm fighting my daughter to take it. She's like, no. I still want to keep the vibe. I'm like, but you don't even pay attention to the tree.
It's just there now.
Yeah, it's a thing now, right? Because I'm, like I told you, I want to get a treadmill. So I'm.
You're like allocating
it's
space.
It's going right there.
You're allocating space.
Yeah, I need to see the tree out of there to make sure I'm lined up, right? How have you been, Craig?
I'm good, man. It's been busy, like you said, but kind of slowing down now. Mm. Had a couple weekends to just chill out. Mm-hmm. Got to go out with some friends last week. Went to a tiki bar. Right. Bar kicked my ass.
Tiki bar.
Yeah, it was like down in Parkdale. Yeah, like it's blacked out windows.
Yeah.
Everything's super dark. And the place is just like mad gimmicky. It's... Every drink you order comes with a gong or a song or a catchphrase. Yo,
Craig,
or...
be that guy that will go to the most obscure spot. But you're living though.
It was sick
that.
Still. Yeah, they had these drinks that one of them came in a barrel. It was called Bloodbath and Beyond.
How big is this barrel?
I want to say, if I know y'all can't see out here, but about yay big, like a football. Like a call it about like a football size, and it's supposed to be shared with 5 to 7 people.
Ew, that bar wasn't open. Door.
Y'all get nice, colorful, bendy straws. You know,
they're all sucking out of the same thing.
Yeah, why not?
So my backwash is not your backwash.
It's it, man. You're always welcome. Shout out to you. Pause.
You can open a big herp on his lip.
And then after, across the street, they've got this dope arcade bar, and you pay $10, and it's unlimited plays. They've got retro pinball.
I'm there.
They got the Ninja Turtles arcade game, the Simpsons arcade, all that.
X-Men.
And they got Super Nintendos and N64s hooked into their booth. So you know when you would go grab a table at a restaurant?
Yeah.
You've got like a Super Nintendo at your disposal right there.
That's intense. Yeah, that's something I would do.
Yeah,
I would
pretty dope.
Create.
But I was obliterated by that point, so I don't even think I got past the first level on Mario, bro.
Duh.
Oh, man.
You missed the flag?
I was Luigi. I was struggling hard.
Who picks Luigi?
It was a two-player game. Shades had to be Mario.
Nah, Shades.
You have to take the reins.
I know, eh?
He's like, don't worry, bro. I see you falling over. I got you. I'm going to carry the team.
It's just for the look?
Yeah.
Well, shout out to you, man. At least you bring the New Year in. I did a lot of events. I cooked for it, prepared for an event. I was really tired. Realized I didn't get any much sleep. I got there super early. So this was supposed to be a boys' night only.
Okay.
We bring our kids, of course, right? Still boys' night only.
Yeah.
My boy wife's come back. My other boy's wife, she's available now. All of a sudden.
It's a full, everybody's
there. Then my other boy showed up with his, and I'm like, all right, cool. So Jackie's talking to me, and I'm like, Jackie, you guys weren't supposed to be here, right? Now I'm putting the food out, and Annette's like, oh, man, don't tell me you guys are going to leave before 12 o'clock. And I'm like, yo, listen. I got called Unk today.
Oh, nice.
Right? I got called Unk today. And I'm fully, I have to step into my Unk role and be like, yo, listen, I remember the time of, there may be a one or two times where you probably KO before 12 o'clock.
Yeah.
And you just slap your girl in the ass and you're like, yo, happy New Year, babe. And you pass.
Done. We out.
Out. See you in the morning.
I'm always passed out early for New Year's, bro. I was out 10:30 and I woke up to fireworks. I'm always out on New Year's like that, bro. It's just an opportunity, especially when you get the next day off work. You're like, yeah. Oh, it's just an opportunity for rest. I'm trying to go into the new year rested. and it lasts like a day, bro.
Instead of like your rest is story, like that eight extra hour is
it helps, bro. It helps. I wake up refreshed, like new year. But literally, it always lasts like 24 hours before you're back to the grind afterwards. You get no breaks.
Nothing's changed.
Rest Craig, for the
let's
wicked.
Take a toast to start this. Oh,
toast to you, 2025. Oh, we gotta get a smaller table. Jeez, like fuck, man. Could host the Last Supper on this thing.
Holy kiss of death.
Oh man. You can start us off, Zane.
You know, sometimes we try to dodge the sadness, but we're gonna go straight into it. We lost our prime minister, Craig.
That's the sad part. This is the part where we express political views. All these episodes were just a build up.
It's that we've suffered such a heartbreaking loss. That our prime minister for what past 9 years?
I bet that we lost him. Like he went somewhere. Like you know what I mean?
He went that would have been a very Canadian thing where he like went camping,
reflected,
and he didn't come back.
Like, he never came back.
Like this is big manhunt.
Yeah,
and have it was just like just like yo, remember our president just walked into the woods. We just never seen him ever
just
again.
Took his fucking 308 and he just walked that way. I don't know.
Yeah, it's probably what a.
That's awesome.
What you would see in the movie. He's gonna have his documentary movie.
I mean,
you know?
Okay.
Jokes aside.
So for those of you that don't live in Canada or don't follow Canadian politics.
Or don't care.
Sorry for your loss. No, Justin Trudeau, the Prime Minister of Canada, has essentially resigned. Now, the video that he posted was super simpy. I lasted about 10 seconds in that video. The second he said, I took some time to reflect, I turned it off. You took some time to reflect, did you? Did you really?
It took
you really?
A couple years.
So, you know, the government was already on a break. So during the holidays, Parliament takes, I think, 2 to 3 weeks. They take quite an extended
break. Yo, they get vacations, bro.
They be chilling. So they are literally like, everyone figure your shit out. We're getting just as drunk as the rest of y'all.
Yeah.
We're regular people too. And we're like, all right, bet. But he steps down. The wheels keep turning. The government is not toppling. There are going to be... meetings held that are going to assign power. They still have the seats that are going to be the powers that be. Do you think this was the right thing? We talked about the finance minister not long ago.
Yeah.
And shortly after, the big boy resigned.
Yeah. We had a feeling this was going to happen.
Do you think it was necessary though?
For him to resign?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You think he saved some face?
Yeah.
With
that, episode whatever number. Mm. Remember, dude, just go home. It's the one where... the party was great. We're having fun.
Yeah.
You've maybe touched somebody inappropriately. Start
making put on a black face. You might have done something like that.
Flagrant. And one person told you to go home. Second person told you to go home.
We took your keys. You had to stay.
Yeah. The guy you came with, your group tell you to go home.
It's time.
You swung on the owner of the house. Right now, he has rights to beat your ass, right? It's really embarrassing. I'm happy that we have a system where the country still goes on. Imagine those countries where we don't have a prime minister and there's like
the government
problems,
bro. Yeah, it goes into fucking civil unrest. It goes into anarchy at that point. So we are lucky
take that.
For
that. And we're civil people, man. Yeah. We're not going to be like, yo, cool. We still got to go to work tomorrow.
I mean, the thing is, I look at it like, had he not, you can tell the vibe was like he was almost trolling at that point. You know, like he would almost, if he was staying
in. He's pretty getting nasty.
He would have become the most petty prime minister in history had he stuck around.
About a week or so, I think after soon as she resigned, and then I was like, okay, it's super nasty.
The writing's on.
Yeah, it was already, I was just like, okay, it's enough, bro.
I feel like a scandal's going to come out shortly after, man.
In regards to him?
Yeah, him personally.
I've heard the joke. People start making
the
jokes.
I think, though, he should have stuck around, personally.
But both you don't. Mm.
She's living her best life, and now she's just looking like,
yo,
I called it. You ain't never been shit.
Yeah, she has her curlers on the phone.
He was never.
I told you, Keisha.
I think he should have stuck it out, man. I think at that point, like, the damage is already done for sure. And you know, when you go, you're definitely gonna have a shit stain on your name. But I don't know, resigning you,
as the kids, because his kids are grown enough to be like to really know. Friends know. This is a tough thing for the kids to go through because
now you're the son or the daughter of the
like, yeah, you're my dad, but you're a shit prince. That is wild.
You would do not want to be a prime minister with like middle-aged teens.
I would love that. If my daughter has the ability to be like, dad,
yo, fix up.
Go home.
For the country.
Yeah, they kick my door down. Yo, what is this?
I just feel like now he's less liable for all the things that are coming up. That's my problem with it, is that you stuck around just enough. Because you're going to find out shit, man. Like, you're going to get reports of, like, the books are fucked, or, like,
it was already, scandal, yeah, because, like, imagine what we've had scandals right while he was around.
Now it's like, oh, but he resigned, though, so what's done is done. And that to me just doesn't, I don't sleep at night with that. You know what I mean? Like,
Craig's like, nah.
Yeah, that's not justice.
What do you want to see happen, Craig?
Like, ultimately, you want to see him get defeated, right? Whether it's by someone in the same party or somebody of another party. You want to see him go toe-to-toe, run the distance, yo. No, talk your shit. Yeah,
it's not you. Yeah. You think that's the more embarrassing, bro? That campaign would be like Justin won,
yeah,
and he's the one vote that voted for himself to the 99 of whoever won.
Look, when you're the top of the pride, right? The lion goes when he gets old. They just send him on away. They just say go.
He's still a prime minister, though.
Yeah, they just say go. Yeah. So yeah. I'm thinking that overall,
go see. Go in the wilderness.
Go, just go.
You see?
So go thinking,
in the wilderness. Yo,
that
just
that was our decision. Yo, when she told we you exiled you to the woods. You didn't back call. We told you to get out of town.
I see what you're saying.
That's kind of how I feel about it.
Don't seppuku and try to save some honor in this.
Somehow now you waved the white flag, and now we're letting bygones be bygones.
Just let him chill. Get off of Craig. Just pull up. Craig's swinging hard.
It's very Canadian, unfortunately. So I hope that the next person up can hold that weight, you know, a little better. Still.
The next person up is his name was Carbon Carney. Because apparently he was a fan of the carbon tax as well. So maybe we're just getting a older Justin. Who knows? But hey, they said he's more financially, savvy.
I think it's like
than Justin is in regards to
you're getting like roasted by Trump for one. Those are funny.
It's Trump. Don't
I'll be honest.
Anybody.
No, but this was like, to me, that was funny. Like most of Trump's antics, I'm like I couldn't be bothered.
We're like, bro, you're not even president. You're not even prime minister legitly, right?
You talk about the 51st great state.
He's firing back the chick from Alberta. She's like, give us LA. Like, you're such the most Canadian argument ever. Remember, us having this dispute, it's word still has to get it's terrible because America can be like, yo, fuck them, but then we'll be like, now
hold on,
yeah,
remember,
that's the most,
remember,
because we're still politicking.
We was good once in a while.
Yeah, it's like, yo, remember when you stepped on my house when your mom kicked you out?
Exactly, we was good, right? Back when. Let's remember the good times. Let's not focus on the bad times, y'all.
It's gonna be tricky in regards to all these tariffs and stuff that are going on. I just feel this wasn't the angle I was expecting from Trump, which is interesting. This is a smart play for him. Being like, yo, we want Greenland. He's almost not focused. He's not spoke of the immigration stuff after that.
Yeah.
You notice this is what everybody's focused on?
Deflect. Where's the joke
now, right?
Yeah,
it's kind of, I think he's hitting everybody with the okie doke.
Right now, he's flexing hard. Because he's more or less the guy that was like, I told you so,
yeah,
and nobody believed it. Well, there was a percentage of people that believed it, but the people that believed it, you didn't want to support anyways. But now he's like, guess what? We back. I'm going to talk my shit. You know what I mean?
Okay, so he's just talking shit. Okay, so back to Carney. Carney's probably going to run he's going to get this. They're saying he's expected to have an announcement where he's going to be, backed by a lot of liberals to run. A lot of people that are already in liberal parties are stepping down.
Except
for Marilee Joly, another fine, lovely young lady. Maybe it's the accent. Where they're not sure what they're going to do later on in regards to...
They know.
Nobody wants to run. Because apparently it's like, even if you want to take over the presidency after the president or prime minister resigns,
there's still the
crunch time is too much for you to run a campaign, come up with your ideals to lie to everybody about your ads, your smear campaign.
Inherit all the shit that was already going
around. Drive around and shake hands with people that really don't want an election right now.
Yeah, that's fair. That's a fair way to put it.
Right, so a lot of people would rather not try to challenge for the leadership right now. They'll just be like, yo, let homeboy have it. If he takes it for the next couple of years, we'll rebound and we'll figure a way out.
I feel like
I see Ford making a run for it later on now.
That could happen. Yeah, I mean, he's bumped his way up the steps as he goes. So I don't know, man. Like, when it comes to that, there's so many ways that this could go wrong. But again, someone's going to be picking up the pieces. So now, you know, let's say me or you were the next person up, right?
Hey,
right? Let's just say.
Correct. They're going to find some shit on me, bro. I'm probably going to give you a car. I'm going to like, you know what I mean? You caught me, say this ticket, bro. I was like, yo, I got you, big.
Don't watch that.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm the guy, like my best friend calls me because his daughter needs a really good recommendation to go into university.
You're like, yo, I got you.
I'm going to do it. Do they kill you for that stuff?
Not here. Not here. But I'm saying like, you're going to inherit this whole mess. Like as soon as that book gets, yeah, all right, you take the seat. Boom.
I'm hiring people, bro.
You got all your advisors around you. You got all your yes men around you. You go, all right, what do we got to do? Everything they drop on your desk.
I'm hiring a guy.
After fuck up.
I'm hiring one person to give me a synopsis on everybody.
Everything.
I need, he's going to be my codex.
Keep the right people.
He's my oracle. Yo, you need to.
So you're saying you're out.
Yeah.
He's out.
All the finance ministers, how is this one rated? Okay, now what are the other candidates' finance ministers? How are they rated? Okay, get that one. Give me number 7. Bring number 7 in here.
But only certain areas you can appoint.
Yeah, whatever. That would be my formula for whatever
I can appoint. Only certain areas you could really directly have that say.
They might kill me on the diversity hire.
The diversity hire.
Like they're killing Elon and them right now, right? And
we need more.
Right, so
but you're gonna inherit so much bad shit, and that's what's gonna happen for the next person up. So it's like everything. The good thing is, here's the positives. Everything you do,
yeah,
go for it. Everything you do is gonna look like a huge improvement. So that's easy peasy, right? That's the easy part is coming in inheriting a shit show. You're gonna look good with the little victories for the little man, you know. But the overall mess is so big. The pile of shit that is collectively stepped in is spread so far into the sole of your fucking Air Force One. It is.
And I dragged it from the car.
You just can't.
It's carpet now. You're upstairs. Craig Lope.
You got 4 years.
Becoming prime minister, I'm never thinking about that shit. The only thing I'm thinking about is the first dinner I'm going to have, the drip I'm going to wear. What is you talking about? The car, like where I get to golf?
Yeah.
Come on.
You're going to be who's who.
Where I get to golf. Oh.
Yo, like, me, Mark Cuban.
Can I go to some fets at least? Sure, Mr. Prime Minister. Okay, cool. We're cooking.
They need a for the people Prime Minister.
Like I said, people to manage the books. That's not my job.
And you're 100% right.
That's my job.
But you're going to inherit that. You're going to be like, yo, how much
do we Justin, he's not. I'm hiring people at the top of their field to do the economics. I want environmentalists. Let's hire an environmentalist. Hire a university science teacher that loves the environment. You probably know what's best.
You're going to be like, get me TD Bank on the phone.
Mm.
What do you mean we broke?
Fix that.
Y'all got money. You the bank. Prick
I'm more. Down there. I'm going to the bank.
Just make more money.
Go ahead. I'm going down the bank. I know my security is going to be my boys. I'm coming in my flip-flops, my loafers, my checkered pants, my robe. Controller in the pocket still.
Ready to go.
In one. Because I was gaming. Right?
Y'all make me get off the couch
for this. I was gaming. I'm like, yo, what? I'm throwing stuff. I'm wilding. I'm going to be like the Stone Cold Steve Austin of presidents.
All right. All right.
Just walking in, slapping motherfuckers, straightening shit out.
That's what we need right now. I'll put you in that seat. No problem.
I'm telling you, man. Look at, tomorrow. Now they're saying that Elon Musk has been in Trump's ear. Elon's been making a lot of moves. I know it's a side note, but I just noticed it.
Yeah.
He's been making a lot of moves politically around the world. I'm telling you, he's going to run some country one day.
He's going for something, eh?
Guaranteed.
Smart.
He's doing it in Europe. He's doing a lot of places where, because he's invested so much, what he's done put himself in a position where, because I've invested so much money in y'all.
You owe me now.
You got to listen to what I got to say.
You got
to
allow it.
Yeah, you got to allow it.
I earned a seat at this
get
table.
Get off him.
Yeah.
I
got a seat at this table now.
You can't hold me back now. All these things. Look, they're kicking his back in. And the other guy, Vivek Shaswami, whatever his name is, one of Trump's advisors now, where they're talking about, it's pretty much a program where you hire people. It's a visa program.
The H-1B,
right, where you hire people.
But they're skilled, like engineers.
To fill these jobs.
Right.
Now,
the H-1B
people are like, nah, America, Elon's like, now, and Vivek, who's part of Trump's cabinet, who's Trump's crew, and they voted for him, is like, Elon's right. Y'all stupid as...
He's like, all right, you do it.
Y'all dumb as hell. We need to get people in there. People are like, what? America.
I got my grade 10. Let me let me fly them space.
I don't know what's going on here. Silicon Valley, these guys are in it for themselves.
Man, you got to appreciate...
Elon's not holding up American values.
Nah. You got to appreciate that, the blue-collar isms, because these guys... are the boots on the ground. You know what I mean? Like, they're going to build everything.
They didn't like that at all.
No. But you know what? At all. You want that rocket?
Because remember, all that's saying is more immigrants. They don't, that's what they're saying.
That's the underlying.
Now.
Yeah, that's the underlying.
As you deep digger. Yes. And we're sticking with that. As you deep digger.
As we bore.
You realize a lot of these companies got paid. Even in Canada, too. It was a big thing. Timmy's, allegedly.
Maybe that
makes sense. Oh, Craig.
Huge surplus of migrant
companies
workers.
Companies like Gordon's and them, and, you know, they will get monies for these programs, I'm sure, allegedly, that, you know, to bring in certain immigrants to fill certain spots, they'll get a kickback from the government.
They do. A lot of them do.
A big kickback from the government compared to what they're paying the people that they're bringing in.
I think low-key, it's a humbling experience, man. Okay? Yes. You can admit. Yes, there is an influx of migrants coming in, especially for Canada's sake, probably America too. And you could argue, yes, there are a lot of jobs being taken up right now. Guys, girls, people, everyone, there are a lot of entry-level positions starting out.
Okay.
So if you are struggling at that entry level and you are bitter at the fact that somebody came here for better opportunity, you're kind of already behind the eight ball, because that person is looking at you like, motherfucker, you've been here for like 18 years.
And you didn't get the entry level.
Why are you here? Like, it works both ways.
That is Craig at Gmail. Craig does have a point to what he's saying, because it's a touchy subject for a lot of people, where everybody will look at who's working these jobs. Now, I brought up here before where you could remember where... I don't know if it's the same anymore. Maybe it's over-exaggerated, where it's like, yo, your friend's daughter would work at the local grocery store.
Fair.
Right? In Bolton. Bolton.
Small town.
Bolton's a perfect example.
Small town. That's a good example to put.
In Bolton, yo, all the school friends have worked here, or we're going to go to Pizza Hut. They're going to go to the Domino's. Tony's working there. Tony!
What is?
Right? He's always somebody that you know in your immediate circle.
Right.
Work in the vicinity. A lot of the kids these days, they don't really work, bro.
There is like this fucking farce where like every Canadian kid right now is trying to be the best at Black Ops 6. Like,
yes.
They're streaming at that age. At 16, you're like, I'm going to be the biggest. Bro, when I was fucking 18, I thought I was going to be fucking a big rapper. I'm not thinking about like, let me contribute to society. I'm like, yo.
I remember just landing a job with like a little landscape company.
Like, come on.
Just being able to work and make enough. Because there was at one point, there was a moment where working felt good.
Yes. I remember where
when all your friends are working. No, because all your friends
now
are working.
Now it just hurts.
You all got paid on the Friday.
Yeah.
And the text was like, where we at tonight? Everybody got a couple. We're going to be eating good.
Yes.
You don't got it.
I took care of you. Don't worry.
Yo. So, I'm sure that's still the same. But in regards to that, like what I say with the visa, a lot of companies got big kickbacks.
Yeah.
Now.
But it's where it is. Like you're working construction-ish now. You know what I mean? I have like a limited construction background. I know when I look to my left and I look to my right, I know the demographic that I was looking at. They are not the people that everyone's complaining about, that all these fucking people are going off about, bro.
In certain industries,
they are not the same people that I
put Timmy
an order from.
But then that's because of how agencies are set up, where you might have people doing drywallers might just be literally all the drywallers are Brazilian.
Mm.
Literally.
Mm-hmm.
Literally.
It's like a fucking monopoly.
So you figure out that's stuff they'll have. I saw it one day where it's my brethren was like, yo, I'm at a laundromat. I realized I don't see a certain amount of like Spanish people anymore.
Mm.
And then my other boy told him, he's like, yo, it's because when they came to work, whatever the visa is or whatever they came to work, that 3 months is up. So whoever came for that batch, everybody went back.
Everyone's gone.
That's
yeah.
That's why you don't see a lot of certain people just doing the, yeah, it's the crowd is different. It's smaller now.
Our economy needs some of that, man. You guys can't have it both ways.
Well, remember, a lot of people say it in the States. There's a lot of those companies, your the companies that keep your livelihood unseen running.
And that,
whether it be your people working your plumbing, your gardening, your house
building.
A lot of those people we talked about who's not going to get Thanksgiving.
Yep.
Next year,
because when I'm at fucking, I was at Subway in Pennsylvania, and I'll tell you, they were not migrant workers, and they were not young people. I was actually looking at, like, I was like, oh, where are the students? I had to drive. I didn't find any student employees till I got to Virginia at Chick-fil-A, where I'm like, okay, this is what I expected to see.
Like,
a bunch of fucking pimple faced 16-year-olds. That's what I was expecting, right? Mispronouncing root beer. Fuck.
Craig, you unk. You unk, Craig. That's
unk too. We have to unlike unk, right, Craig. Now, still.
That's unk status, bro.
Let's move it on. Let's keep it moving.
As we remind Craig about his mortality. It's almost the same vein. I'm just talking about stuff that I've noticed. Now, one of the biggest things I've noticed, besides, I'm saving the good stuff for the last. With Facebook is making big changes.
Big time.
Big changes, right?
Meta is saying, yo, that fake news that we got rid of for you, that shit he was reading that we said don't read, yeah, it's back.
It's on spin the block on the fake news.
It's on the block, all
right. Right? Spin the block on the fake news. Now, Zuckerberg released this video where he's explaining, which, one, people are like, yo, he got a Puerto Rican glow up.
he got the little curls.
He had the curl.
He got a little curl. He got the chain. He got the
black
watch.
Big sleeve shirt. Right, he's definitely going to the barbecue or going to wash his car and go flex later on. Right, so what he was saying is like, yo, the feds bullied the hell out of me. I've gotten a lot of email. I've been put through the ringer for just trying to appease a certain group of people.
Mm.
Now he said he's cutting back on the fact checking.
So like, basically, he's letting shit fly. He's basically saying the floodgates are open. We are not. Under freedom of speech, that's the main thing, is that you could, Zane can post anything you want. You, city, can post anything you want. Yes.
The water's poisoning the city.
And we're going to allow for the people to figure it out amongst themselves. Like, research.
He's not cutting fact checking. He's doing community notes. I said, one, third-party fact checking company costs money. You need to save money. We're going to save money, right? Now, when these community notes, you're like, yes, we're trusting people. And granted, you're going to have some people in there. Now you're going to have people now dedicated to doing community notes.
AI.
Oh, Craigie.
That's what you leave the window open for, buddy. That's what we open the door to right there. But that's a whole different side to this.
It's still there. Now, with that being said, you're going to have me now trying to read two different angles.
Yeah.
To decipher whether this article on whether or not pigs fly is real. Right, there goes my whole day.
That's it. Why? Why?
Facebook's like, we're gonna give you more rabbit
Why
holes.
Why Facebook?
Right? Because now you're which I get it, we have to trust the people, understanding, but the people are stupid, yo. And he said some of the bad stuff, more bad stuff. You understand when that, listen, I asked in my house today, do I have a different Facebook from everybody else?
Yeah.
Because my Facebook is filled with porn. And a lot of videos of politicians getting beat up and locked up.
Jack, I mean, he sent me the fucking
speech. Yeah, I'll tell you, they've killed Will Smith, been dead 10 times. Simon Cowell's always in an accident and getting a coma.
Yeah,
so I'm trying to ask Mark, even I do this as an experiment. It's like research. Even the Facebook Tinder or Facebook dating or whatever.
That is
I look at that and I'm like, why all these, wait, this is all bots.
It's all fucking, they're like, what age are you?
There's a couple what's guys in there. It's like Tony.
Where
like
do you Tony. Live?
So I'm start reviewing. I'm like, okay, only the losers will put what school they went to,
right,
and where they're from, and where they live now.
Their whole background,
right?
Whole life
like,
story.
Okay, that's a real person. Let's go in there and see this real person. Tommy, you sent flowers, heart eyes to a bot that had 15 other bots ask you to DM, and you also DM'd those 15 other. I can see it in real time.
You're locked in.
I see it in real time. I can't wait to create my own AI. Guys, listen, I'm creating my AI bot, man, just to fuck up the world. I swear to God. It's
now, if you created this algorithm and you were able to fact check as you were in the past, why not give every single person that uses Facebook the option to toggle that?
To fact check?
Yeah. Well, no.
Like you click a fact check button?
Clearly, there's two Facebooks, meaning like there was the one pre-ban where fact checking became a thing and they were limiting everything. And there was now where they have unclicked sud button and all the fucking bullshit spreading out again.
Yeah.
Some people like that shit. I know people, you know, the Inquirer magazine, you know that one?
Yeah.
The Inquirer magazine, for those that don't know, is like literally just a tabloid. It's a paperback version of like, you could just write whatever the fuck you want and post it. And people are like, ooh, you know what I mean?
That
like,
was it.
That's Will Smith's 10th death, the whole bit, right? Simon Cowell's battles, all that are documented.
Bro,
so why can't you just toggle that on or off? Maybe my page, I don't want to see that shit. And then maybe your page, you want to see that shit.
Like have a page where fact checking it's strict. That you know that, what
it's a permission more, nonetheless, right?
Craig, that's more money for me and my guys and more work for me.
We're possibly
not, yeah. Let's just.
But you already did without it.
Let's go talks. Hey, because you know what? They're looking at X, Twitter, and seeing what it looks like. Still, they're like,
yeah,
Twitter's nasty, but Twitter's doing all right.
They're all right.
We could be nasty and we'll be all right.
Yeah, we'll be fine.
Yeah, that's we'll what it fine. Comes down to, yeah. right? We do. Yeah, this is
Facebook has evolved in so many ways since I've last used it.
Which
so.
I just start counting. I think I counted maybe over 40 people with like neck beards that take the same picture down, that look down.
Yeah.
And I'm like, even I look at my girl, I'm like, babe, I'm like, how could he not know this is not going to work?
He was, yo, well, there's always
he's
one out
the,
there,
he's
bro.
He's wearing like the balaclava makes his face scrunchy and he has like beard, like 5 o'clock shadow and the dog's licking his ears. Like he can find a better four than that to attract the ladies.
Hey, at the end of the day, there's always someone out there for somebody. I just think if you've already completed it, you've already put that work in there, got the equations down, got the formulas right.
No, right now, all the companies, Facebook, Amazon, they're all licking Trump's nuts right now. Everybody's going full throttle. Now you have this big movement where companies are stating, yo, we're not woke anymore. They're actually saying
we're going back to the old.
Yeah, days. We're not doing diversity hire anymore. We're not
all them isms.
Yeah, we're not
supporting
this. They're literally saying that.
So you literally like propelled racism and every ism by like tenfold
because
everyone was tucking it away so long.
You made because it proves that the companies were just pandering. Black Lives Matter, all that stuff.
Yeah,
the companies were just supporting because it was the trend.
Right.
It was the trend right. then, and we had to
shoot. You want to stay ahead of the curve.
They're like, yo, listen, everybody's screaming. I know this is an extreme saying, but I'm going to say it. Everybody's screaming white power. Yo, why are we not screaming white power? That's what companies do. Companies move to whatever the narrative is that will bring them most profit.
One ism of above all got tucked away, and you know what it is?
What's that?
Patriotism. That's what's back. Patriotism.
Patriotism turned into blowing your Tesla up in front of a hotel.
Yo, that's a different thing.
To prove a message.
Now, patriotism is cool. Now, you just want to do what's best for your country, right? That takes over all precedent to like everything you've just done in the last 5 to 10 years. Like, there are certain things out there that have been, everyone's been reprogrammed at this point. You know what I mean? Whether they liked it or not, people have learned to accept it. People already accepted it. Now, they're just like, pulling the rug and like, all right, all that shit goes back into trash.
You're starting over?
Yeah, be yourself. And everybody's showing true colors. And they're like, damn, I didn't know Zane was racist. And you're like, motherfucker, yes, you did. Like, you knew it. You knew it.
All those
conversations we had, I chose not to say anything. But now that it's cool, I'm going to speak my mind. Right? They're like, oh, I didn't know fucking Space Boy Elroy was sexist or misogynistic. And I was like, yeah, you did.
You heard the show. Listen to the goddamn show. You heard my shit.
Look, I dropped hints.
Talk about feeling.
I mean, we all want to watch football at the end of the day, right? I don't want to get uninvited from Sunday football.
I know the person might hear this, but I challenged someone. I'm like, hey, maybe I was just in a mood. Sometimes I get these moods where I'm just like, no. And I'm like, yo, hey, can we go a half an hour making a joke without about any race?
Did it
or
work?
Culture. Let's joke about animals. Him and my head, fuck, we're animal got monkeys. But then I'm
that's
like, let's just,
racist.
I'm like, yo, let's just not, any jokes we have, any giggles we have for the next hour.
Got to be about something that's not.
Original giggles.
Okay.
Yeah. Do we even know what jokes are anymore without making it?
politically correct
or non, yeah,
yeah, without charging it up. Air it out. Air it out.
Yeah, I love it, right? But it's just, and I'm like, you lasted 20 minutes before you could come up with it. I'm like, I commend you for that 20 minutes.
Yeah.
But then they're like, no, nah, man, I could
have. I could have lasted.
And I'm like, yo, listen.
I didn't want to.
I don't want to feel like I'm the wet blanket.
Yeah.
But then as the black guy in certain settings, after a while, you're like, okay, guys, the routine's getting old. Did I make you guys too comfortable? The routine's getting old now. Let's start making joke about equality, I don't know, water.
Yeah.
Let's get creative.
Let's figure this out.
It's like low-hanging fruit. And then you're like, okay, I'm seeing a trend here. That's all I'm saying.
It's hard to realize
trends. And then you're like, if you bring up the trend and they're like, oh, this.
That touches the button. That pressed my button. It's hard to realize when you've been desensitized, everybody. Like,
okay, there's fair a enough.
Genuine laugh.
Thanks.
You know what I mean?
Y'all.
Yeah, there's like this genuine laugh that y'all can have. There are agreeable and disagreeable differences. So there are certain conversations that you might have that make somebody uncomfortable and they might want to opt out of that. But it doesn't mean you got to lash out with your side of the story either, because that person's a person at the end of the day. They're allowed to think. They're over-free-minded.
Yeah, but it's like having fart and burp jokes for your every single day.
And then it just gets old. It gets...
It's just not...
It gets stale. And you're like, here comes fucking Craig. Here he comes to the water cooler. I wonder what he's going to give me. Real Craig, nice clapper.
Pull my finger, Craig. No one, you've been asking anyone to pull your finger for the past 2 years.
Let's put a lid on it.
Yeah.
Let's move on. Let's move to something
now
different.
Now I'm worried about you.
But Zane, see, you're predicting the future without even knowing it. That's inevitably what happens, is once these things get desensitized, and then once we go back to our old ways, change comes afterwards.
So we got to wait for, so.
There's going to be a new demographic.
We put up a lot.
There'll be a new ism.
A little bit of change.
There'll be a new ism.
There'll be a hella.
There'll be a new ism.
There's no balance really though. It's just a turn, but doesn't mean each turn literally equals out the
it's
last.
It's going to be like fucking podcasters. Like
now, because could you imagine, it's kind of scary to say this. Could you imagine a more woke time than this? Or, ready? Just because you said it's tension time than this.
I want more.
Could you imagine? We're not dialing it back.
That's scary as fuck.
Okay.
Both of those
right?
are scary.
You're going to get
fuck.
Way more liberal.
Oh my goodness.
And you're going to get RoboCop liberal.
Right.
And you're going to get conservatives in space, like space conservatives.
Nah. You're treading water with fascism at that point.
It's going to get that crazy where people are going to start wearing like those like Nazi era style coats and stuff with the shoulders
where everyone's got to show exactly where you stand. I see you in a crowd and I'm like,
yo, we don't go over there, that's them,
right?
I really think, because it's
possible
people are gonna have the meld of yo, I respect your opinion, so we're gonna respect your space.
Yeah,
where it's a kind of like, it's a tricky kind of mixy concern, like middle ground,
because now that
where it's like,
it,
yo, we support everybody
ground. Yeah,
so we also support everybody being over there.
It's like it's like the social structure of school. It's like when you go to middle school, those are your peoples, so therefore you think, yo, these are my lifelong boys, XYZ.
Yes.
Then you go to high school, now everyone's a little more clicky. You're like, yo, I'm into sports, I'm into this, uh-huh. I'm into the band, I'm into this. Then you go to college and no one gives a fuck.
They're like, yo, could you believe so-and-so does this now?
You know, so everyone who didn't fit in at one point has another chance,
we're getting
shot at it.
Away from the kindergarten, like, sleep over the genuine love for humanity that we've, like, somehow we've had. But maybe that's par for the course of just the history of the planet. I know we're going kind of deep here, where it just... You know, we go from conquerors era, Roman era, saw Gladiator 2, by the way.
Hell yeah.
Went very more aggressive, bloodthirsty, and then we went into more like technological, went to more like science-based culture.
But like...
Entertainment, and then we went back into... I think the fall of cultures didn't really hinge on like everybody had like a giant war and just like kill each other. I think it was more of a change in mindset and mentalities.
A social purging.
Yeah. So then some people left where they were because they're like, bro, it's getting kind of hasty over here.
But now the way you're describing it is such a good setup, because now when we've lived in this safe bubble where everybody's safe to practice their own little thing, now even the extreme side of things and what socially be deemed as like the negatives get their own bubble too. How are the the neo-Nazi party not protected. You know what I mean?
It's wild.
That's like what you said.
And we don't know what
they're very
planning.
Accurate there.
But if they're like, yeah, because then we're saying everybody gets their bubble.
Now you got to leave them.
Out of respect.
Because I left you alone.
You allow me.
Right.
I allow you.
Exactly.
But then we don't know
but
if
you're
they're
festering
cooking.
Over there.
They're cooking up. I just thought of a giant ship coming in the harbor. It's like, yo, they built ships.
Right. Someone take it
Nazi
too far.
Nazi pirates.
Going to take it too far.
Yeah, so now we're just like, we were chilling. Go back to little villages, societal wise,
man.
Little villages that do. We're little hobbits.
I've always been
have
of the
your
mindset. Like, I've always been of the mindset. Like, I love being in a brewing pot. You know what I mean? Like, diversity and culture is such an important thing in my life, and it wasn't in the early stages. It is something that kind of grew on me.
Yeah.
And just learning where you fit in, learning about who you want to be, but still being in the mix with everybody else is one of my favorite things nowadays. You know, I always love to be like, you could be cool with the jocks, you could be cool with the nerds, you could be cool with the this, you could be cool with the that. But there became a time where it felt like you really had to like
choose.
Yeah, you had to identify. Yeah. But you don't. That's
Greg,
the thing,
you,
right?
You brought up,
we can all coexist.
Really good point. You triggered something there. I thought something that has stuck on to what you just said there. It's, I think a lot of this is when these things happen, when you have like a certain race in your neighborhood that takes over the neighborhood, it challenges you and who you are.
100%.
Because then you're like, nah, I'm a conservative. This is me to the core. Or no, I'm a liberal. This is me to the core. But then when things are changing outside of your control, then you got to be nice.
You got to adapt.
You can't be so conservative.
You got to adapt. You want to stick around. You want to
stand
the test of time.
Now, right? Because then it reflects on you. Am I going to be the curmudgeon, just lock myself? I hate everything.
Right? Now,
are you going to be the Karen with like 50 color hair colors and just forcing the fact that you have 10 free cats and you don't like to dress?
Yeah.
You're always butt naked out of your house. Whatever, right? I'm calling out extremes here. But it's just the fact of like, I think a lot of these situations when it becomes a lot, those moments test your resolve.
Big time.
Test your morals, your values.
Big time. Big
right?
time. Like, everybody wants to just do their shit and go home. So you don't need all the stuff.
Sometimes
that
it's not
described.
That easy.
People can't let it go.
Yeah,
people
I
can't let it go.
Petty as fuck.
It's not.
Some things, man. Some things it's hard to let go, Craig.
I get it.
You know when you're done wrong.
I get it.
Then you're like, you don't even want justice.
Yeah.
But some people will settle for letting everybody know they were done wrong. Or settle for persecuting, just killing the credibility of the whoever did them wrong. Or there's the ones that just move on from it. And it's like, yeah, I got played. I was a cog in the wheel.
Yeah.
I got played. Like where Chris didn't pay him back for that cake he took for his kid.
Oh, boy.
Bum ass. How the hell you steal a cake for your kid? Which somebody was so poetic. No, you scammed the hell of that, and then that cake, I had to deliver that cake. That cake was rush made. I should let that go, Craig. That's been a couple of years now. Right?
He's been holding it in.
It's not for me. I felt bad for the kid.
Yeah.
Because your concept of love is where you could have just taken $20 and gone to friggin' Dominion and got a cake.
And now you can't.
But
let
no,
it
you
go.
Want a Spider-Man cake. So I delivered that Spider-Man cake for you with pogs.
But now
of different characters. You judged the cake that you didn't pay for to draw up issues about the damn cake. Rush deliver this cake. Had me on the phone flying around the city to deliver this cake. Right? But hey, sometimes you get played. It's a part of the system. It's okay if you're somewhere else giggling about this and drinking one on me, but I'm sure life has a lot more in store for you.
The long game, friend. The long game.
How did I get so petty? Craig, listen, it's starting to get hot in here, and I didn't want to make light of this, but we started with condolences. So anybody who's lost lives in that fire in L.A.
That is nuts, man. Now, like,
yeah.
So I don't know if you knew this, but supposedly they planted a bunch of trees. They were African. I'm sorry. They planted a bunch of trees. They
Uh-oh.
Were Australian
Uh-oh.
Eucalyptus trees.
Go so on.
They had bought tons of these off the Australian.
I did to our episode Fire Bad when Australia was on fire, Craig.
Right? So way back when, right?
Ooh.
And the Australians go, oh, by the way, it takes about 100 years for that tree to mature.
Why would I get a tree like that?
I don't know.
Okay.
And then afterwards, by the way, PSS, those trees also produce an oil that is highly flammable.
Oh.
And it is just a tinderbox out there, bro. I am like, honestly, we live with a lot of wildlife and forestry in Canada.
Yeah, a lot.
Cali has the population of most of Canada all packed into one.
Damn,
in a very small spot.
Doing us dirty.
And they are like, oh my God, man. Yeah. See that thing ablaze like that?
There's moments when I didn't get it. I was like, okay, cool. Like a couple blocks, a couple spots on fire.
Yeah, yeah. It's all right. Right. It's all right. Like, you know?
But then when you realize how big. Yeah,
he did his house.
I liked it almost having like half my island burnt.
Right.
Just think about that.
Right.
Right?
It's devastating, man.
It's crazy.
Now, a lot of this affected like very upper class areas. Mm. So there has been a bit of a back and forth about like the true sympathy and where it needs to go.
Yeah. People.
Right.
I would say not now.
And apparently the...
It's not now. I don't want to see... So what, the guy that's probably wrote a score for a couple movies and this is his second house. There's...
There's real...
And we could can we connect on loss? Can we just connect on loss?
Mm.
If you're in a party next to Dennis, next to Denzel Washington, and he loses his Rolex, you're going to be like, oh, shit, Denzel.
I'll get you for your birthday.
Let me help you look for it.
Yeah.
Right? So let's focus on the loss for now. People shitting on Paris Hilton, Jhené Aiko got a little back and forth online in regards to like people like, yeah, but you're rich. But that's not the point.
They still call it home.
I still got to lose shit.
Yeah, they still call it home. They got memorabilia. There was someone who broke, I saw this photo. The person took their china collection, their fine china, and they left it in the pool. They ditched everything. Family photos, every heirloom, everything.
You know where they got that from?
Where?
One Piece.
You really?
In One Piece is an island of scholars.
Yeah.
And they took all their books and they dumped them under in the a water. Giant lake.
Okay.
To preserve, because they had all the knowledge of like the old world.
To survive
the fires. In their books. And the Navy burned the island down and they dumped all their books. And then Albert Einstein of the series went back and got and helped them. People helped got some of the books out. So Cali's very smart.
Cali's a different place, man. Like these guys have been dealing with wildfires for a long time.
Ring of fire. They're on the ring of fire.
These guys have been dealing with that for a minute, bro. And it's like, yo, natural disasters come and go. But that one, man, that looked like some apocalyptic.
Craig, we're accustomed to those blocks at most being burned down.
This was like...
Or acres where it's like off the beaten path.
It's a city.
Right? And so there are all these questions that have been raised. They're kicking the mayors back in. They're kicking the governors back in.
Fuck.
A lot of people are saying there's no water, but people are saying there's water because it's the geography that's the problem.
Yes and no. So a lot of insurance... So I learned this just the other day is that a lot of the house insurance companies were denying people, not denying claims.
That was before.
They were already canceling insurance.
It's like something was going on.
There was a drought. There wasn't enough water. And there was a lot of foliage and things that had fallen on the ground that hadn't been cleaned up. So they said, based on all these factors.
That's going to the city not being run, cutting costs. Because I hear that.
Based on that, they said, yeah, we're not going to insure you guys because
the city
when shit happens, you don't have the means to deal with it. You guys haven't been taking care of it, right?
Now, that's the insurance companies. Well, I guess we can't say work with the state because then it's a nastier play. To where they were saying funding was cut to the fire department. Some people saying the fire department is actually run by convicts.
No.
And they're getting paid like $5 like
to fight this shit.
Yeah, oh, bro. Shout out to all fans in LA. We got people in LA. Hopefully your head's straight. Hopefully you're not affected by it. It's not like they're in our prayers. Here comes the rabbit holes of families that have bought up so much real estate and they bought the water reservoir system, however that works, and they work with the city to like
for
the people to pay them for the water.
Well. Timmy's so got the well.
Back to the city to make pistachios. It's a whole different, like, we don't care about pistachios. We don't do that. It's just a lot of things you see where this is a domino effect.
Yeah.
Where you just saw rich people-ing.
Yes.
Back in the day, because there was like no consequence of them just taking everything.
And now.
And then their footsteps are now causing big potholes later on. Maybe dude that's the governor probably did some rules where he made some water or changed the water table in some sorts to protect some fish or some sea, some creature in the woods or some shit like that. Either either it's a fish or like a salamander or something. He's like, natural habitat. So it's divert the water from
and now
here to the like, air,
oops,
right?
We
so,
needed that.
Yeah, it's a lot of Trump is shitting on a lot of people. It's what's sad is that I've been close to fires and when things are burning down, even little hillsides.
Mm.
The smell of smoke on everything, it's something that people don't understand.
You can't forget. Yeah, you can't wash that off.
You're lucky if you're in it that long, because now you're smoke blind. You're scent blind. Everything's smoky in your nose.
There was some guy that died. He still had the garden hose in his hand. They found him.
I see some videos where the fire was like going crazy.
They found him crisp up with the garden hose.
Damn.
Part of me says like, really? But at the same time,
bro,
I get it. He's protecting his family and his assets.
In their mansions, like telling the dog, oh, it's going to be fine. And then you look out and the fire is
coming, bro.
It's not even, it's on them. The fire is just swirling.
You can't stop that.
It's like they're in the fire itself. And
legit.
You're thinking, you're like, bro, why didn't you leave already? Videos of people driving.
Yeah.
And they drive to a tunnel and the other side
it's
of the tunnel,
fired up.
It's all like,
it's all smoked out.
I'm thinking, I'm like, yo, you need to go back because the way the car's going to melt on the road. People are saying that this was bound to happen. It's just the wind was so vicious.
Yeah, that it carried it.
It just carried it. So an ember can travel kilometers in the air and set on a rooftop and then burn shit. People are like, yo, why didn't this house burn? I don't care about conspiracies.
Mm.
It's a lot of death.
Yeah.
Not a lot of death. It's a lot of destruction in that sense.
It's a lot of regrowth too, man. There's a lot of natural habitat ecosystem that gets wiped out with that too, man. That's stuff that takes, like I said, if that tree, for example, took 100 years to mature and burnt down to a crisp.
That is stupid. Back to me hiring people to run my cabinet that know some shit.
We should have been putting in a motion to uproot every goddamn tree and get that thing out.
Or put fire hydrants on a pump.
They don't have
better.
The water. They got to come from the reservoir. They were contracting planes from Quebec.
Yeah, I know. We got a lot of stuff down there. Now here,
like, yo,
you're telling me that
bad,
if someone invested in a system to pump water from the sea up on top of all the hills to make sure that we have giant pipes running through the valleys
to have everything
that we can
like a big sprinkler system
where no matter what we can always Valley 4. All right, let's go.
Mm.
It's gonna be necessary. We have to start treating Mother Nature as an enemy now.
Yeah, yeah.
As sad as it is.
Just know.
We fucked it up enough.
Yeah.
She's spinning the block.
Yeah.
To where now we have to start building for it. For those people that have those like weird designs where their house is like concrete, but it's in the mountain.
And it survives. You've seen that. That one house, you saw that. There was a big
You're
gonna
look at
that
those.
House.
What
house
dancing,
listen, right?
Don't get it twisted. The house that survived all the 50 houses getting burned down.
It was like a minimalist.
It still had to get turned because it's the smoke.
Oh, yeah. You still have to do
smoke,
a shit ton of repairing.
Penetrated through the house.
Yeah.
You're probably going to have to just scrap the house.
Yeah.
No amount of painting over. You have to change the ductwork, change the air system. Yeah. No amount of painting over is probably going to solve a lot of this. It's crazy, Craig. Imagine if we moved to LA and we're like, yo, you know what? Just the name saying the Palisades, where all the hood places always have names of exotic place names. In Finch, Palisades is a thing. Like,
really?
Yeah, like I've noticed growing up, is it like the really gutter places will have a name of a affluent place in the world.
Okay.
You see what I'm going at? With?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Right. So when I think Palisades, I'm like, yo, I know Palisades.
But it's not the same.
It ain't the same.
It ain't the same.
Yeah. So the conspiracies are abound. A lot of people realize that hey, things are changing way it's out of control now. Is it surprising?
No.
That's the problem.
Yeah, I know. That this is something that like was always foretold, man. Cali's had fires for years, bro. Cali has had wildfires and they never reached those areas. And I feel like it's exactly why it was never talked about. Now it sits at the forefront because of the people and the status that it affected. Everybody is like, oh my God.
Bro, it's going to be crazy.
Britney Spears is
crazy. This is either going to generate a lot of work because now no one's funny. Yo, listen, you guys been shitting on Canada, but we sent a lot of help down there. Guess what? Where do we think the lumber is coming from to rebuild LA?
A lot of that shit's coming from us.
And y'all gonna tariff us to the roof? And know what? We're stupid enough to give you that shit for free.
We got
to
work together.
We would give you the lumber off our strength.
Off our back.
Because that's how we roll. Canada's always like, nah, you got it, big.
Yeah, yeah, I got you. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, just hold that.
I don't know, man. That kind of disaster could have been prevented, but it's like the cost versus what was done. The only real downfall is the cost of human life, right? When it comes to houses burning down, materials. When it comes to cars, materials. When it comes to all that, it's just the families.
Could you imagine being
affected.
The person that started these fires? Because they're saying there's a couple
of holes. Trace that back, bro.
That's a part of fire forensics that blows my mind. Especially when like a house burned down, they're like, nah, a dude came in with a pack of Marlboro.
Bro, faulty wire.
And it was a half a cigarette.
Dude with a half cigar.
It's crazy.
Dude tosses Black and Mild down.
But I'm like, how do you know if the cigar doesn't exist anymore?
Right? Yo, I was burning up backwoods, right? I was burning up backies and all of a sudden,
so
there's
they
next to that can of kerosene.
Well, you starting fires like that?
That's bad. That's really bad.
We need new words.
For what? Like arson?
Like fucked up shit.
Oh, I mean.
That's bad.
The real demons, not, bro.
All right, Craig.
The real demons.
Craig's working with me here.
Yeah.
Craig's working with me here. You got to understand the kind of, imagine your mom watching the news and like.
Yo, Craig's crib burned down.
No, Craig's the one that did it.
Oh, fuck no. You're disowned.
Mom, I fucked up.
Yeah, nah.
What do you mean? What do you mean fucked up? It's just crazy to see, and no one's gonna talk about the carbon footprint. All that burning is gonna poison the air.
Terrible.
I'm surprised you don't hear other places. Well, LA is that big. You know, other places complain about the smoke.
Yeah, where it reaches like when
what
was it? Our wildfires in Ottawa were reaching like New York and all that.
Oh man, you should see. Right? Yeah, and you should see the TikTok videos about people like, yo, these fires were started by, and you know what? Somebody said the fires were started to cover up the tunnels that the rich people use to get around LA.
Nah.
You got to think about that.
Did they?
Yes.
Oh my.
It's people like, yo.
That's not right.
What's flying through the clouds? Everybody's like, yo, it's the water plane. It's just sped up. Like, nah, that looks like Goku. I'm like, whoa.
Back up.
You lost all credibility. What do you think? You're trying to convince me that Goku setting LA on fire. That's not what he's about. I'm watching Dragon Ball over again, actually. It's really nice. You should do that too, Craig. Watch the original Dragon Ball.
Come back to it, eh?
It's wholesome. Like the original Kid Go, it is so, the writing.
Yeah.
It's good.
It's crisp, eh? Yeah.
Even the fighting alone, it's not just like, ha, ha, ha. You're seeing the movement.
It's evolution.
Like if you were Goku,
yeah.
How you would have did that move.
How you build up.
Right? So stupid side notes, right? But, yes, the fires in LA, madness. I think this is just a mark of things to come for 2025. As I walked in, I told you, like, yo, I feel it in my bones. Even for me, I'm gearing up for a very, like, crunchy, like, crazy, crazy year.
I don't want it to be like that.
Craig, no, man. Remember, we only have to go two extremes, super liberal or super conservative. You got up. There's no middle ground. There's no such thing as middle ground. Craig's like, I want to get off.
Zane's saying it like it's going to be a fight for your life. And I'm like, yo, I just want to chill. I'm still trying to beat LC.
Yeah, I'm getting my ass kicked 8 hours in.
We've got more to do.
Was it the Erg Tree?
Huh?
You're not playing the Erg Tree. You're playing the original Elden Ring.
The original.
Yes, so you still got a DLC and stuff to catch up.
I know. It's so much. It's such a big bag.
Red Dead so dirty. Red Dead should still be on the market, bro.
It's still up there. I tried playing it again. Couldn't quite get it, though.
So, yes. Sorry for those TikTokers who spoiled it. TikTok is getting closed.
Is it?
I think January 19th,
I think. It's finally shut down?
It's going to be the thing because nobody bought it, which is weird because I'm sure there are companies in the background. And that's what I don't like. They're not telling us that there are people in the background interested in buying TikTok. I guess that's a part of the negotiation process. Right.
You can't say it.
I can't say if you mirror Craig. Guess what? I'm going to say it. I'm buying TikTok.
To bet.
I figured as TikTok number one hated person,
yeah,
it makes sense for me to buy. It just makes sense.
I'll do it right this time. That's what he's saying. I'll do it right.
No. Like Zuckerberg said, you're going to get more fuckery. We're going to have more teenagers telling us how to live our life. If you want to do six life hacks,
yeah.
If you want to, this is what I do to become a top 10 influencer. Get up at 5 o'clock, do 6 push-ups. You don't own anything.
You don't got that.
You ain't got a goddamn thing, right? TikTok. Some people now, I remember, Craig, I used to get a little aggressive with my, oh, fuck TikTok. But I realized a lot of people do make their money from this.
Yes.
A lot of people livelihoods.
Yes, but Zayt.
But like Elon Musk says, we're filled with idiots. Why haven't we invented, why haven't we created the equivalent to that yet?
I don't want to hear no boo-hoos from no social influencer, none of that, bro. You are contributing zero to society, bro. You're contributing zero. Everybody is very fucking goldfish brain.
Nah. I'll counter that with ask our girls right now.
Yeah.
If who's their in top to an influencer, they, your girl got one.
Of course.
Could she imagine her not being around to fill your girl's time?
I wouldn't feel bad. I'm just saying.
It be in your face.
We need more doctors.
Tearing,
bro.
You're still trying to beat that game.
Yeah, that 16-year-old who could have been my next doctor and filled that shortage to make my wait time go down a little bit at the ER.
That's true. That's
is
true.
So focused on doing that fucking dance.
Yeah.
And talking about med school on TikTok and telling you like these, you got to drink more fucking ginseng and ginger. And
Which is true.
Craig. Yo.
Craig, you take vitamins?
Nah.
This is the Unk Pod. Craig, no, you don't.
I don't.
Guys, can we tell Craig? No, Craig, come on. Craig, you got to take vitamins, bro. You're not getting your vitamins from your beer.
No. Yeah, I know that.
Craig, no, man.
I don't tell people to live like me. No,
Craig, listen. I will never.
I don't want to be a role model.
No, that's not what it is.
I don't want to be a role model.
It's about being the best you.
I'm better.
At minimum.
Yeah.
At minimum. You could take some multivitamins.
A multi-man. I tried that for like a couple weeks.
Don't look at your urine if it's like.
That's okay. That's not true. Green. Yeah, that's not true.
Right?
That's fine.
It's like if my shit always goes in.
I'm better with coaching you type.
No.
You know what I mean?
Then Craig, come on.
I could get you to take your vitamins. And I'll be like, yo, I'm the marker. Craig, listen, I'm the vitamin marker.
All right, fine. You're doing this.
Let me die on this hill.
Contemplating, putting the drink in her and trying to figure out on the bud.
That's a good way.
I'm trying to figure which one out.
That's a good way. I honestly haven't drank for a week. I didn't drink for a whole week.
Craig's had great discussion.
Until the pod was coming up, I didn't drink nothing.
Oh, great. Oh, now you're like trying to make your shit better.
I didn't drink nothing. I was a good boy.
Yeah, because you were hungover for 5 days.
Pretty much. I got a little sick. But
Craig, take some vitamins.
I mean, can I just like why eat healthy?
What's your problem against taking vitamins?
Tell me, consistency is where I fall off every time. It's just a consistency thing.
Like, a week is not that bad.
I've been that guy that's like, yo, I'm gonna go get iron supplements, and then I'll spend like,
yeah, don't talk to Rasta. Rasta's like, you get your amino acids up. I'm like, Rasta, I'm just here to get this microwave.
And then I go get the multivitamin, and then I take it for a couple weeks.
Okay.
I always find a way to fall.
You do have some.
I have in the past. It's been a long time since
I think it does more good for you than harm. Even if you don't remember for a couple weeks, the one day you take it, your body's like, yo.
Thanks, you.
Thank God. No more extra cheese on a pizza.
I hit my weight goal for like, I had this weight goal in mind for.
Right on.
Fuck, man. Probably like 5 years, maybe more, man. Like 5 to 10 years I've had
this number in your head.
The number in my head where I want to hit that scale.
Craig, you're not like, okay, what was that? I don't want to ask.
You can hit it.
What's the number? What's that?
It was 180. I just wanted to hit 180 pounds.
And you've always been below it?
Below it, right? I know, which is crazy, right? And I was like, yo.
Craig, trying to get thick.
I'm like, ugh, finally we hit that mark, bro. And when I thought about it, I reflected. I said, fuck, man. Like, in the past, I've gone to the gym, I've taken supplements, you know, I've done creatine. Like, I'm trying to think of every single way to build myself up. And then I thought about it and I said, what did I do here to positively get this? And I was like, I'm sleeping less. I'm eating less.
Stress.
I'm stressing more. And I'm like, yo, what
you
the
gotta
fuck?
You got to dress less or you'll put on weight.
You do.
Yeah,
facts.
You gotta, it's like when people, it's this weird thing when people see you after you get married, like the week or month after you
bro,
get
I
married.
I put my wedding pants on and I couldn't fucking fit. I was like,
everybody's like, yo, you look, even the ladies, people say, yo, you look fuller.
The fuller, the yeah, face, because, yo, in your face night, though, right?
Because you had your honeymoon.
Yeah.
You did nothing but suck fucking eat for those 5 days.
And now
and you're happy. You're chilling. You're so happy. You're a little chunky.
Yeah. For
people always like after honeymoon, people are like, yo, you look good.
And now I'm just on that boat, bro.
Okay. So Craig, less stress.
I mean, if
we're not doing, and that's something I have to take. I gotta starch. My buddy screamed at me this week, I need to chill out. But I was wilding for good reason. I was wilding because I wanted better productivity.
Okay.
Right?
So you wanted to get more done.
I wanted to get more done.
You had to sacrifice a little bit.
It's Anyhow.
Yo, the gym scares me now, bro.
Like, in what regard?
I'm so out of shape. I'm like winded easy. Doing this podcast right now. As I hold my vape and my beer, I'm like,
that's the problem.
And
bro.
Another thing.
It's not popcorn long.
Right? Yo, I'm so out of shape. I'm probably in the worst shape I've been in.
Start small, Craig.
I don't want to.
Craig's going hard. Full sprint, 20 minutes.
I told a friend a while back, I said, I can't wait to look into the mirror and be like, damn, you fell off. And I'm finally doing it. And I'm like, yeah. Feels good.
It's the fact that you're doing something or trying to do something.
I don't.
Are you on chicken legs in the gym? I want to watch the camera.
Facts.
Craig's in like his
bench press.
Tee.
Yo, bench press.
Some basketball shorts.
Yeah. I'll be the type to like rip. I'll curl like
black
nice
socks all the way up.
I'll curl like a nice 40 dumbbell. Like I'll bicep it hard, and then like y'all bench press the same 40. I'll be like, and I'll leg press. I'll be like,
pick a routine in your head. See, I'm doing legs today.
Yeah.
I'm going to stretch for a little bit.
It's the consistency, Zane. I'm a procrastinator at heart, and it's one of the worst things.
No, listen. I'm such a procrastinator, I almost got kicked out of the country.
Oh, fuck.
Okay? And up to the ninth hour, I'm like,
We'll go tomorrow. It's fine. I'm a good guy. They know what I've done.
Canada's changing rules on immigration, too. They're like, if we come to get you or you... Because if you get kicked out of the country, you got to pay like $13,000 to come back in, which is not bad. You say we get some money.
Yeah.
What are they doing with that money?
Good question. Good question.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to solve life issues.
We're here to talk y'all through it. We're here to
coast y'all to it.
I like to advocate for both sides. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want you to be anything but yourself. If you are at this table right now and you are pretending, it is a problem.
Yes.
We're gonna take that veil down. That shield, that armor, that's gotta come down right now.
That's what I tell
people.
Because
me and you can't have a real conversation until that time. We can't have a real conversation until I'm talking to the real you. You know what I mean? So all of you out there, man, like follow your goals, achieve the positives. Right? Don't dwell on the negatives.
Achieve the positives.
Don't dwell on the negatives because it's so easy to get caught up in that shit where it's like the New Year's thing alone, we're just going to scrap that. 2025 is not your year. Anyone who's listening, 2024 was your year. 23 was your year. 26 will be your year.
Wait, you're saying 25 is done?
Yeah, no, I'm just saying like whatever you're planning to do,
you
should have already been doing it. You can start today, but don't start today because it was 2025.
Yeah,
Just don't count. Just do it now.
Don't pick because it's a number. Right?
My point of inconsistencies, I don't want to count how many days I took a vitamin. I should just know in my heart that I need to take that vitamin. Like it just should be
I would want that
unwritten,
for you.
You know?
Then me telling you that, it helps motivate myself as well.
Which is fair. Right? Which is good. I want to see everybody do good.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, I don't tie any strings to it. I don't say because of this, and then.
And I don't want you to bury me or vice versa.
Let's take a bet right now. Who's kicking the bucket first?
Nah.
Yeah.
Episode 3000.
Why is going to outlive both of us? That's the problem. You ever look at a girl and be like, this bitch is going to outlive me?
I think about it and I'm like, you know, let's think about like a time you're at like a loud concert and it fucked up your eardrums. You know?
Yes.
I was just thinking about this the other day.
I should have been fire. I went to one of fire's parties, bro. I was too close to the speaker.
There you go.
My ears was ringing for years.
And like, I remember being like young and then just cranking that volume up to an uncomfortable level.
Yeah.
And you did it anyways. And you said, it doesn't matter. But guess what, guys? Now when Unk's starting to get a little hard of hearing,
what?
There's a lot of shit I don't want to hear anyways.
Monks can still hear.
You know what I'm saying?
Chill out.
When you stared at the sun when you weren't supposed to, just because that big ball of fire just made you think something.
It was the don't do it.
And now when your eyes are starting to get you a little bit, when your memory, all of those things, people, they all come. But that decision comes from within. And you deal with the consequences. I've always been one to deal with the consequences no matter what.
You don't run from them?
I'm thankful that I wake up each morning. That's the first mission each day.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Even when I had my birthday, everyone said, yo, what you got planned? I said, I woke up today.
That's me. I got up. When people ask what I'm doing, I say, yo, you got up and I got up. That's the lottery for me.
Exactly.
That's a start. We could decide to be the villain, a bystander or whatever in life, but just imagine the opportunity of just not being around. And sorry, I'm a dark person. And I'm always like,
So dark and twisted.
I don't have to go to work because I'm dead. Fuck taxes.
I'm not calling it in. I guess.
I get to sleep for the rest of my life. What? Of my non-life? Hold on. You're telling me I get eternal sleep?
And hopefully everything you've ever wanted.
No jackhammering outside. No nosy neighbors.
No sirens.
Nobody calling me.
Nope.
I get to just chill.
That's it.
Ladies and gentlemen, episode...
episode 80 in the bag. Be your best self, everybody. We'll talk to you all in the next one.
Peace.
Peace.